Many at the hearing spoke of their frustration with the seemingly endless weeks of smoky air. Stacy Thomas, a stay-at-home mom with four kids, said she was constantly checking the air quality index readings.
They would say, "Mommy, can we go out and play?" And I would check and say, "No, it's in the red. You can't go out." "Okay, it's in the orange. You can go out for like 5 minutes." "That's not okay."
Fourth-generation Rogue Valley resident Steve Grigsby had a similarly dismal season.
"We did nothing this summer. I had my RV out three times, twice to go to the coast just so we could breathe. I went fishing twice. My wife, I spent over $400 on filters for her. She is quite ill, and we basically were housebound."
Eli Matthews with Travel Medford said tourism businesses had been hit hard.
"We have some tour operators out of Medford that were down in the summer months 80%. One of our local golf courses for the summer months was down 40%.
Before the hearing, Jackson County Commission Chair Rick Dyer said the board wanted to hear from people who may feel their voices haven't been heard.
"This is about creating a record that shows what these 200,000 plus people that live in this valley have experienced and what we think can be done to alleviate some of that."
Dyer said that record would help the county pressure state and federal officials to allow more work in the woods and to get more aggressive about putting out summertime fires. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.